Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show.
Okay.
Since I reminded you of everything that you didn't care to remember.
Well, I can't remember anything according to this article. Now, this is an article that Tara Parker Pope wrote for the New York Times. It was entitled, Attention Disorders Can Take a Toll on Marriage. And the premise here, it's not just a premise.
Are you recording now?
Yeah, I am.
Why didn't you tell me? I'm sitting away from the microphone.
Because you're not talking.
I'm not?
No, well, you are now.
See, you forgot to tell me to come to the microphone. That's nice.
I'm sorry.
Make me look foolish.
All right.
Okay, where are we?
Well, I'm at the top line of this.
Thanks, Dennis.
This article. Actually, this isn't an article by Tara. This is an article by Stuart Bradford. Tara just comments on it. And does your husband or wife constantly forget chores and lose track of the calendar? Do you sometimes feel that instead of living with a spouse, you're raising another child? Now, that sounds like every wife that I've ever heard.
That also sounds like a lot of husbands, Dennis. So don't even just try and keep it on the female.
All right. Column. Well, anyway, what they're suggesting is your marriage may be suffering from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, also known as ADHD.
Hmm.
And you thought that that was only for children.
That's what I did think that. This is an eye-opener.
Well, according to this, it takes a toll on married couples. In a marriage, the common symptoms of the disorder are distraction, disorganization, forgetfulness, and it can easily be misinterpreted as laziness, selfishness, and a lack of love and concern.
What about the clicker? Does that count?
Oh, the clicker is right up on top. That's it. Experts suggest that at least 4% of the adults have the disorder, and that as many as half of all children with ADHD do not fully outgrow it and continue to struggle with symptoms as adults, although many of them try to figure out coping skills to stay organized.
So I guess this is a good diagnostic question. I would never have thought of this with adults, and I actually never thought about a child perhaps outgrowing it.
Well, you know, the one criticism of ADHD is that it was overdiagnosed in children. And could it be that this is just a continuation of the same thing? I don't know.
Yeah, we are maybe now just owning up to it. But this has serious ramifications.
It does.
Twice as many of these adults are divorced. And it's also a very high stress level in 60% of the marriages where one spouse has the disorder. Now, I have to raise the question, is it possible where two might have the disorder?
Well, sure, why not?
And
it either makes it doubly difficult, or they counteract each other and it comes up zero. It can leave one spouse with 100% of the family responsibility because the other spouse forgets to pick up the children from school or pay the bills on time. Partners without attention problems may feel ignored or unloved when their husband or wife becomes distracted. Or, in another symptom of the disorder, hyper-focused on a work project or a computer game, they may feel that they have no choice but to constantly nag to make sure that things get done.
But now, on the other side of it, the spouses with the attention deficit, meanwhile, are often unaware of their latest mistake, confused by their partner's simmering anger.
Well, that's why I always walked around the house saying, I'm sorry, I did it. Yes, dear, you're right.
Well, you were trained well, Dennis, I'm sure. But what one of the ways to counteract this is to not give a lengthy to-do list.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes, keep it short so that the individual that you're trying to help will not retreat to the computer game or the video.
One of the biggest challenges is for both spouses to accept the very real toll an attention disorder can take. Often the partner without ADHD worries that the diagnosis will give the other partner an excuse for not helping. Meanwhile, that partner typically has a hard time understanding how his or her behavior affects others. Sounds like regular everyday life.
I think this is realistic. If half of the children are not growing out of it, they are adults. And then having the two adults address this can make for a better marriage, and they can enjoy not have this frustration.
Unfortunately, this, other than recognizing the disorder and its implications, this doesn't really have a solution. There is medication. I don't know if the medication that is administered to children, I think it's primarily Ritalin. I don't know if that's appropriate for adults, but it has it has its negative side effects, and that's one of the reasons that it's not always taken.
But Dennis, I think an adult, the maturity of an adult is probably easier to start to recognize the situation and then accommodate the spouse. So it will diffuse that stress as well.
Nobody wants to have disharmony in a marriage.
No, they don't.
Especially when it is can be identified and at least understood, and there can be some things that you can do to accommodate.
Just put them on the treadmill and you let them make electricity.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay, that's going to do it for this week. We want to thank you for listening. We hope you have a good week. And remember, we're now on the website, thehealthyagingshow.com. Listen to our archive and enjoy. See you next week.